RSRD, NJJH, you back?
G1SRD, mobile.
LZ.
Morning, Phil. How are we doing today?
Oh, I'm going to also record this, same as every other day, mate.
Very good. Might see some rain today. Predicting rain here for later on for today.
Predicting thunder, actually.
Okay. Oh, well, mixed bag then. It needs to start after 12, because it's Wednesday, so I plan to be in the park. It's not raining here at the moment. It's not better at the moment. What did you say? 14 degrees.
Not raining here at the moment, are they? 15 degrees. But there's an amber warning left for the majority of the UK. It's the central part, anyway, but I don't think it's blowing until later, anyway, long. But from the weather, it looks like it's coming up from sort of Devon, Cornwall, and across the country, like some from the south coast as well, so. But there's a big amber warning out. I think it's amber or yellow, anyway. Warning for rapid thunder, anyway, like so. It'll do what it'll do from G1SRD Mobile.
You stay up to what it do. Yeah, you're right there. We'll see what happens. Where it, because it could do is, I know we had some rain last week, because still was some more, because the rain we had last week, all the plants having some lot up, so I could do with some more. I might see some rain again tomorrow, so it goes, what to say, we'll see what happens.
Of course we need more, mate. We need months of it. That's what we need. Months of it. That's what we want. Yeah, one day, a week isn't enough for anything, really, like, from G1SRD Mobile. We're still in a drought situation. You do realise that, just because we've got a bit of rain, you know. We haven't come out of it.
Still in a drought. You're right there. We'll be still in the hose pipe down here. As far as I know, there's still no hose pipe down here.
All I can say is if you're using a hose pipe, you must be stupid.
I guess. I mean, most of the grass has gone brown. When it does rain, it will bounce back. It's very resilient stuff, grass, so when it does, and it will, it will bounce back.
Well, say again, if you're using a hose pipe, you must be stupid.
Maybe so. Not the barges of things. Anyway, you went to right in the middle of nowhere yesterday, around to Peterborough, and then somewhere, someplace not too far from where you live, and then back down to Peterborough and then home. So you went to right in the middle of nowhere.
Probably is in the middle of nowhere, but it's been there for years, mate. It's been there for, I don't know, 40 years or more, like. It's not exactly in the middle of nowhere, it is a factory, like. From G1SRD Mobile.
Factory, where'd you? What they make there? Biscuits, I'm guessing.
That'd be wrong, mate. These are 12 inches across.
About 12 inches across. Just go again.
You're totally wrong. What they make is 12 inches across.
Pizzas, is a guess.
There you go then, see? I'm good at describing it then, aren't I?
Sort of start. Oh, okay. So I think they're clear out. A large or regular pizza, 12 foot across, that'd be, you know, a regular large pizza, that size.
It can be whatever size you want to make it, mate, as long as you've got an oven big enough for cooking it, innit?
Yeah, so as long as it fits in the oven, so you can put in there, cook it, yeah. Or if it's not, just cut it up into bits and make it smaller so it does.
Yeah, defeats the point though. You always cook a pizza whole and then you cut it up, mate. You then cut it up generally first and then cook it, right?
This is true. This is true. Anyway, left now. Want to go out somewhere. Got the front door. There's a bag of apples on the front door split for me. So I think I'll go across the road. I've got a tree and got some money, so I got a bag of apples given to me yesterday. That was nice.
I'll tell you, you tried them. Are they nice? I thought they are. Are they sour? No, are they eating apples or cooking apples? So what are you going to do with them then?
Well, eating apples because I got some last year. They got a tree at the back. I mean, they have some of them still, but they've got so many. So I got, I had one, and it was nice. Yeah, I've had the one. Oh, they're definitely eating apples. They're cooking apples, so they're normal apples. So I had one yesterday, and that was nice.
Spare bag for, how many you mean, like a carrier bag for?
Standard size carrier bag, I don't know. Foot by foot, something like that.
Four. So what? So you got a lot of apples to eat then, ain't ya? Or you gonna make something with them?
I think I might give next door some of them. Oh no, I certainly have some of them, but by the time I got through, so I think I might give some to next door. Five of them, so they'll have them.
Well, you make something out of them then, and then store them. You know, put them in the freezer or put them in jars or whatever.
Anyway, I'll think of something. Anyway, where are you off to today? I'm guessing, what is it, 6:21. So you text her, or Mark it Drayton. Well, it might be in Eastwood.
If I was going to either of them, mate, I'd be well past yours by now, lad. After all, Mark it Drayton, I'd probably be another half an hour, I'd probably be pulling over for an hour before I got there, lad. I'm coming into Nottingham.
Okay, to Nottingham. Roger. Anyway, I did some calling yesterday morning. The M7KB White Mick came back to us, so QSM, yeah. Oh, actually, I got hold of GoBin as well yesterday as well. Yeah, the QSM GoBin yesterday.
I just wondered you didn't talk to him on Sunday, because he was definitely on with Stuart and that lot, and Andre from G1SRD Mobile.
I don't remember him on Sunday. Oh, man, there you go. API, oh, it's just updated. So you got Bartisford area, have you?
Bartisford, to go past that for half of the A52 from Brampton, don't you? From G1SRD Mobile.
Yeah, you got that level with Bartisford. It's updated a minute ago.
But that bypass is about 4 or 5 miles long, right? So Elton on the Hill is at my next destination in front from G1SRD Mobile.
Yeah, I was asking there. We lost Ollie Parton yesterday. Eight sets of good innings, but she'll be sadly missed.
Oh, yeah. Heard that last night, actually, though. Well, yesterday evening. Yeah, she was 80. Well, she did an awful lot for charity, including in the UK, like for reading and things like that, from G1SRD Mobile.
Did three concerts in Nottingham, the Motor Point Arena, apparently. She did three concerts in Nottingham as well. She came here and did three concerts at Motor Point Arena sometime in the past.
She's been cancelling a lot of concerts just recently, hasn't she, because of ill health anyway, like, but I know she does an awful lot for reading and writing and stuff. She donates lots of books to places in the UK, like. She's been on the telly for that, like, so. But I suppose it's something that comes to us all one day, like. Well, if she was suffering, she ain't suffering no more from G1SRD Mobile.
That's one way to look at it. Yeah, apparently underfired. Excuse books are from like 0 to 5 or under 5 year old. I see our support, so we take the final now.
Alright, 7-3 for now. Enjoy the day, mate. From G1SRD Mobile. Don't do any watering.
Yeah, and in the one shiver eight go to Mike. Yeah, go ahead down. Roll on one. Okay. I think it might be sorting badger damage out because I went up on the afternoon and had a look at where the camellia house is, the two fields there, and the badger damage was, I've never seen it so bad. It was terrible. It's like a ploughed field, so we're probably sorting that out, I would have thought, because I went up Monday afternoon and had a look, and the badger was just a lot.
They've got the rights to live as well, mate. And if they're hungry, they've got the rights to eat as well. Otherwise, we'll shut all the shops and see what damage we cause when we want food. You know? They're only living, mate. They're only doing what they need to do to survive. 7-3 for now from G1SRD Mobile.
Oh, yeah, I guess, well, the other option is put food down for them. Put some food down for them, let them get that, so making a mess of the lawn. 7-3.
There you go, then. Do that, then. But the meat's are asked to remember that. You know, don't put a plate of mashed potato down, you know. They probably want a steak or something like that.
What to eat is a steak. But some folk, what, for? Don't say I doubt that, they're eggs. Other than that, anything goes bar eggs. Well, I'm going to go to KRT.
Meat eats the same. They want meat. Alright, bye-bye for now. From G1S, I'll do mobile.